the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey there, this is Stephen Myers, Sweet Potato Extension Specialist with Mississippi State University Extension Service, and we're going to talk a little bit about the sweet potato. So this time of year, most of the efforts are on plant beds or the slip production side of the sweet potato production cycle. In the last couple of weeks, we've started to see a lot of plastic mulch coming off of those sweet potato beds. And a lot came off last week, and for the most part, the consensus of our producers in the state of Mississippi is that the plant beds look good, and that's a good sign. What we like to see this time of year is warm days like we've had that promote good plant growth, good slip development, and then just trying to maintain those plants until we get the production fields ready to go. Some of the issues that we typically see this time of year in plant beds are a couple diseases. You might see southern blight. So if you take the plastic off of your plant bed and you see some white mycelial growth on the soil surface, and if you look in that growth and you see some tiny little mustard seed like sclerotia, they're creamy white or brown, or sometimes they can be black. That's going to be southern blight. And we see that some with different varieties. Evangeline, for example, is one that is more susceptible to it. And under certain environmental conditions. So if you don't get your plastic off quite quickly enough, you could see more of that as well. For the most part, where it exists, the plants that it affects will wilt shortly after they're exposed to that fungus, and they'll become necrotic and die. And if you don't notice it, when you go to cut your slips, what you'll see is just a round patch of plant bed where there are no slips. And so usually that's an indicator that you've got some southern blight issues. For the most part, the plants that will be affected will die, and so you won't take that into your production field. Some corrective actions you might consider for next year might include evaluating your fungicide application, just ensuring that you get a good application to that seed bed prior to covering with soil. Usually the Botran Mirtec combination that's used in plant beds does a good job of controlling southern blight, but not always. Like we said, there's some variety issues, some varieties that are more tolerant than others. And then just getting that plastic off and making sure that there's not a whole lot of plant material left on the soil surface that's been necrotic. The other thing that we see a lot of times this time of year in plant beds is the nut sedge issues. Unfortunately, there's nothing labeled for nut sedge control in sweet potato plant beds, and when we've looked at different herbicides in the plant beds from a research perspective, we usually do more harm than good when we try to apply a nut sedge specific herbicide to our sweet potato plant beds. So it's tempting, but don't put a herbicide out there to control your nut sedge. It's not labeled, and you'll probably do more harm than good. If you do have a nut sedge issue in your plant beds, consider cleaning it up after you're done harvesting your slips. So the end of June or early July, you've got a decision whether to, you know, plant some really late soybeans or to just let that field go fallow. And if you let it go fallow, that gives you a good opportunity to clean up some of those weed issues. The other thing we're considering this time of year thinking about is soil fumigants, really with the intent of controlling nematodes. And so we got to be mindful of some plant back issues. So if you plan to use metam sodium or metam potassium, which would be KPAM or VAPAM, you want to make sure that you get that applied at least 3 weeks before you plan on planting your sweet potato crop. And just make sure you've got your fumigant management plan in place and that the soil conditions are right and that you do everything to the book. If you don't have your fumigant applicator training specific for KPAM or VAPAM, you can get that online, and we typically offer it once a year in February. Applicator training is good for 3 years if you do it in person, and if the training is done online, it's good for 1 year. So just be safe out there, and we'll talk to you again later on.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.